Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
He is a friend of the show, listener to the show, all-around great guy, and a swell dresser. He's Peter Moylan. You watch him on Bally Sports. He's kind enough to join Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Mr. Moylan, how are you?
I'm a swell dresser. How do you think I am? I'm wonderful.
I mean, I see the fits. I see what's going on TV. You're working hard with the outfits. I see what's happening.
I am trying. I really appreciate that you said working hard instead of trying hard. because, let me tell you, there's been some outfits where I've second-guessed my wife coming into it, and I feel pretty good on the way out.
You've done well. Thanks, Peter. Let's start with the bullpen for the Braves. I still think this one, it's all said and done, will be the deepest and the best bullpen in baseball. But there's been some hiccups, which is going to happen along the way. But for Snit, last night's an example, right? I know he wanted to get Darius Vines through the fifth. But because he has so many lefties, he's like, all right, Aaron Bummer, you go deal with Yordan. Later in the game, I can go to AJ. If I want, I can go to Matzik. I've got Dylan Lee as well. That's all from the left side, and then we know what they have on the right side. Like, the depth of this thing, I don't remember it being this deep with so many options for Snit.
Well, that was part of the, you know, obviously that was one of the focuses that Alex had in the offseason, was to lock down our bullpen. But even the way that it's been designed to this point with four lefties, four righties, it's just perfect. The balance that it has. Rysell we've hardly seen, and when we do see him, he's been pretty good. Dylan Lee has been kind of the mop-up guy with Jesse Chavez, and when you've got those two guys to mop up, options are obviously endless.
Talk about the Houston offense and attacking them, because going into the series, I was like, folks, that starting rotation's been a pinata, the bullpen's wrecked, all of this is going on, but they can still mash, and then I saw our bullpen go almost five innings last night, and that was welcome after how they've been pitching.
Yeah, that's the thing about being in the bullpen. I mentioned it with Aaron Bummer. When you've got a guy like Bummer who's going to rely on movement and contact, you're going to have to deal with a little bit of traffic and you're going to have to deal with a few guys on base. But with the amount of ground balls that he's get, you very rarely see him get into trouble. And it's everybody in that bullpen has something that they can go to at any particular time to get you out. And it doesn't have to be anything that's going to jump off the page at you. Like Jesse Chavez has the ability to just dot his pitches on each corner, and he does it flawlessly. And when he doesn't do it is when he gets in trouble. You've got Bummer, who's got that sinker-slider combination that's just disgusting. You've got Iglesias that can get lefties or righties out. You've got Minter that seems to have incorporated that change-up a little bit more this year. So there is each guy, like the Rays, when the Rays were at their best, they have that one thing that you can rely on at any time to go to get somebody out. And not a lot of bullpens can say that.
Peter Moylan with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. We were just going down some of the options and the depth in the Braves lineup, and we know it's sort of an embarrassment of riches that they're averaging 6.5 runs a game. And to this point, Ronald Acuna hasn't homered yet. And Austin Riley's only had a couple of bombs. And Sean Murphy's been out essentially for everything but an at-bat to start the year. It speaks to, like, Arcia. And Kelnick's off to the good start that he's off to. And Ozuna's on this tear that, as a pitcher, Peter, tell me how you would navigate it.
I wouldn't. Quite simply, I wouldn't be in there long enough to try and navigate this whole lineup. But if you are looking at it from the other side, you have to attack the bottom of the lineup. And then you see Orlando hitting 350 and you see Kelenic getting off the start that he has. It's a relief to get to the top of the lineup right now. And then Aussie's hitting 350. So, you know, you look at Ronald's OPS, it's not as impressive as it was last year. And I mentioned that when your standard is the MVP, everything's going to look a little low compared to that. And when you look at our offense last year as the standard of what this lineup can do, when they're in this little lull, they're not firing right now, let's be honest. They're not the Braves that we're used to seeing, but they're getting enough from guys up and down that lineup to have that 10-5 record, which, honestly, looking at it from a fan, it doesn't feel like we've played like a 10-5 team.
So this may just be anecdotal. Like, did this ever happen to you, or what do you do with this kid now? Last week, Framber gets hurt, and they go to this guy I'd never pitched before, Blair Henley. Hey, get to Houston. You're making your major league debut. He's like, when? Tonight. He faces 9 guys. He only gets one of them out. He hits a guy, couple of walks, 5 hits. It's just a disaster. Where do you go from there? Like, because that's his only major league experience now.
Well, he's going to go back down to AAA and figure it out. Obviously, we had this saying or this adage, I guess you'd call it, right the way up when I was. You'd have to prove yourself at the minor leagues, and then you don't want to bring someone up too quickly because you don't want to see them fail on this level. You're never going to know how they recover from that. But I think that's all changed. The ability for these guys to be able to shut off whatever happened yesterday and just move on is pretty incredible. And as a reliever, I've had to do it my whole life. You have a bad outing, you're going to get in there the next day, so you've got to be able to turn it around. So I think these athletes now, these kids, they're just built differently, and I don't think that's going to affect them at all. He'll go back down to AAA, have a little bit of success, and come back. Just like Jared Kelenic, you know, he's had a couple of goes at this and has failed in Seattle, and I think just like him, he's going to get comfortable and just be that player that he was all through the minor leagues.
Our friend Peter Moylan, you see him on Bally Sports doing Braves coverage. He's with Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. Peter, for any pitcher who's gone through any type of an injury, whether you're out a month, 6 months, or a year like Spencer Strider, because I know we move on and we focus on the team and he's isolated and doing rehab and trying to come back. How lonely is it? How much do you overthink? How much do you... is it frustration? Is it, like I said, just the ultimate sadness that I can't be a part of it for a guy like Strider, who is such a competitor? What is that like for somebody on the outside who's never experienced it?
It's all of those things wrapped into one. Even when you feel like you're doing the right thing and you're doing your rehab, and because a lot of the time you're doing your rehab during the day and then you'll go to the field at nighttime, so it's a long day. But even when you do show up, you're not able to contribute on the field at all. And there's only so much rah-rah you can do to try and feel like you're contributing on a nightly basis. So from that standpoint, it's so frustrating. And the only time you're ever going to get that back is when you get the chance to strap it on and go out there and compete it again. But for him, I mean, he's a pro at everything that he does. I feel like the reason he became the pitcher he is now is because of the first Tommy John that he had. He broke everything down and said, okay, I'm going to come back and be the best pitcher I can be. And he's done that. So I think... giving the 6, 8, 12 months, whatever it ends up being that he has off, I think he's going to use every second of it to be even better than he was when he got hurt.
Peter, we know the Braves, and we're sort of spoiled by the run of success. We'll be judged on all things postseason, right? You got to get there, and it's a long season.
Yeah.
But let's say the Braves do it again. They win their 96 or their 100 games, whatever it is, and they get to the postseason. Strider was one of the most open about talking about what had to be different, how they had to approach the postseason. There were thoughts, and we brought this up during the offseason, about tweaks to the game to try to make it more advantageous for the higher seed. How is it going to change where the Braves, the Dodgers, these teams with the week off and the better records regain the advantage?
That's such a good question. I don't honestly know. It's almost like, how do we avoid the injuries? I don't know how to avoid injuries either, but that is a scenario that we've seen play out the last couple of times. How do you stop the hot team from getting hot in September and running away with it? You just can't. You just got to hope that nobody falls into that lull, short of maybe shortening the gap in between for that wild card round. But again, that wild card round's become so interesting and so exciting that you don't want to make that any shorter either. So it is a problem that we've had to face the last couple of years. But if I had the answer, I wouldn't be talking to you. I'd probably be working for a big league team right now and just working out how to do that. But it's just frustrating because at the end of the year, you want the big guns. You want the guys that have done it all year. When you play 162, it doesn't always work out like that.
So we'll end with what you just alluded to, not having an answer to the injury stuff. I read a quote to the audience from Dr. James Andrews, who said he's convinced the injuries we're seeing now starts at 14, 15, 16. Guys redlining it, guys velo and spin too early, and there's only so many bullets in that gun in the elbow. That seems like the start of it. I don't know how you stop it because nobody's going to want to take some miles off the fastball. You're going to try to impress
including
scouts.
Teams.
Right, exactly.
Well, including teams. To go to their minor leagues and say, hey, guys, need to turn it down. Let's go. We need to sit 88 to 91 for a few weeks.
Well, that's why, Darius Vines isn't a top 10 Braves prospect, right? I mean, there's a reason why Hurston Waldrip and A.J. Smith-Shawver are. So if not a solution to it, Peter, what do we do to slow down the curve on injuries?
You're talking to a guy that's had two Tommy Johns, three shoulders, and three backs. So I don't know, clearly. But I think you're right. It's the full bore from the age of 12. It's the six pitch mix that your under 15 kid has. I signed throwing 84. I know it was 1960 or whatever the hell it was, but I was throwing 84 miles an hour, and I developed my arm strength once I got over here. I guess teams aren't as patient as they were back in the day. I never played baseball through high school. I played once a weekend. So there is no formula to avoid injury. It's just, you just have to do all that you can, obviously, strength-wise, flexibility-wise. You hear Pedro talk. Pedro never did weights, but Pedro was 165 pounds. Things change. There's going to be guys out there that are going to have to make adjustments. Otherwise, this is just going to keep happening. But at the same time, teams need to make adjustments from within.
Moylan, before we let you go, I don't think we've ever gotten to the bottom of the controversy of what happened with you in the radio booth with Ben Ingram. That moment right there, which I don't know. I heard rumors of a chair movement or Jonathan Chadwick blowing his nose or other things that happened. And our belief is, I mean, you just farted on air.
Look, if that's good, I'll take it. I don't care. You can blame me for that. I'll be the fart guy from now on. That's fine.
So you're not denying, though?
Look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys that I know every bowel movement that I have throughout the course of the game.
Wow.
And if one happened to slip out, and I apologize to everybody, and I'll accept responsibility. But I don't remember it.
Owning it.
All right, we cracked the case. We did it. Peter Moylan, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Continue the good work on Bally. We'd love to have you on again. Thank you, my friend.
I'll be on whenever you'll have me. See you, boys.
There he is, Peter Moylan, well-dressed man, who admitted to the fault there on the radio. We got to the bottom.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.